Hi everyone, welcoming you all to Voice of Journey Place podcast channel. In today's episode, we are going to focus on Buddha's very famous quote that states, "Do not let others' behavior destroy your inner peace." I'm going to explain this quote through a story of Rukmani's life-changing moment. Rukmani is born to poor parents and brought up in a village. From the childhood, she has been dreaming of becoming a doctor. She passed her final year studies at school with the first rank grade in her district. As a result of her high marks, she got a chance to study MBBS in a first-class university in the capital of her country. She made her parents and village people happy and proud. She stepped in the university with the hopes and expectation of becoming a doctor. However, everything was not seemed to be okay for her when her fellow rich students start to treat her as a slave. They all pointed her out that she's from a poor village and she doesn't deserve to be a doctor. Day by day, their teasing and bullying made Rukmani to go through a depressive mentality. She starts to lose her self-confidence and she couldn't focus on her studies. She decided to go back to her parents in order to escape from this mental troubles. While she was waiting at station to get her train to go back to hometown, she met a devotional lady in railway station. That lady has discovered that Rukmani is in some sort of sorrows. When that lady queried about Rukmani's sorrows, Rukmani opened up about the insults which she faced by fellow students. The devotional lady was listening to Rukmani and asked her, "Were they took your books away?" Rukmani said no. Lady continued, "Were they blocked you from going to your classes?" Rukmani said no. Lady asked again, "Were they physically bothered you?" Rukmani again replied no, but mentally by their words and actions. Devotional lady asked one more question, "Do you treat them as your friends in your heart?" Rukmani said, "Neither they are my friends nor relations. I don't have any relationships with them except being in the same classroom." Devotional lady smiled at Rukmani and said, "Child, no one has blocked your access for your dreams. They didn't take your books or stopped you from allowing to the classes. It's your mind only responded to their bullying actions and teasing. You came here to focus on your studies to become a doctor. But why do you allow your mind to focus on someone's stupid behavior?" She added, "They are not your friends or relations. If they are not related to you, why do you let your mind to respond to them against their actions? You are here for your dreams, not to respond to others' stupid behaviors." Rukmani has realized the fact that, why did I let my mind to go behind their behaviors over my dreams? I would have lost this chance if I didn't meet you. She thanked the devotional lady and gone back to the university. Those friends shocked by her return and started to bully her again and again. However, this time Rukmani has not responded to their stupid behavior. Instead, she became a first-class student by focusing on her studies and eventually she became a doctor. This world has a lot of ongoing chaos results from different types of storms. If you started to respond to each and everything, you will fail yourself. Do not bother by others' behavior. Focus on yourself. Life takes you where you want. Thank you for listening, guys. I will bring you another episode next time. Bye.